the next, I mean, this week, if not next week as well, hopefully. So, I mean, Farish, the Agoda, some of the issues. Agoda state uba oisois, because we're quoting from a pasuk of Arami, Avidami, Pashas, Kisavai. There's a lengthy quote there with Agoda, the Bala Agoda quotes. Vayed Mitzrayma, Vayogo Shom Mitzrayma Ot, Vayisham Ugoi Godol, and so on. And then the Bala Agoda breaks it down. Each pasuk is fataychim, what each word or phrase means in Arami Avidavi. So on the Oisois, it says that Vayenu Hamokim, it says in the Agoda, it says that the Rebbeinu Shlalom, Vayetzien Hashem in Mitzrayim Biyad Chazaka V'zeh Netuya B'mayra Gadar U'Vayisos U'Vimayfsim. So the Bala Agoda is explaining what each one of these phrases are referring to. So on Vayisos it says in the Agoda Vayisos Zehamata כמו שנאמר ושמעת הזה תיקח ביודך שתעשה בו יש אויסס, which of course כפשוטו it doesn't it's בלי הבונו. I mean the what should teach doesn't read אויסס זה המעט כמו שנאמר רבוני של אדם brought אויסס זה המעט כמו שנאמר ושמעת הזה תיקח ביודך, that you'll take, Moshe Rabbeinu will take the matter, Ashatasa Bayis Isis. So based on that pasuk, if you'd ask me, or anybody else for that matter, and you say, Oisa is that what? You say, Oisa is that Hamakos. Not Oisa is that Hamata. Oisa is that Hamakos. Kimosha Nema, Hamata Azeh, Tikach, Yodecho, Ashatasa Bayis Isis. The matter is what you're using to do the Isis. The matter is not the Isis. The matter is what you're doing. That's even what the pasuk says. So I mean, there's really two issues over here. First of all, even without bringing a pasuk, it doesn't. Ba'isa is the matter. What is the habani? What does that mean? The isis are the matter. The matter is the isis. It just doesn't make sense, irrespective of whether you have a pasuk for it or not. And it certainly doesn't make sense in light of the fact that the pasuk that you're bringing, if anything, suggests otherwise. The pasuk is not. Does not indicate that the matter is the ISIS. The pasuk is saying is the matter is something that you use for the ISIS. But we want to know what ISIS means. What ISIS means is the makis. I should say the ISIS. The hamakis k'mo shenema aves hamata azeh tikach v'yodecho ashetasu b'yis ISIS. So the Rishonim already are troubled by this, obviously, and in the Agoda of Rebbein Hakohen Milonil, the Orchis Chaim, which is otherwise sometimes called Kolbay, Agoda's Kolbay, it seems to be the same thing. But Afalpanim over there, it says, in the Migdal Eid Agoda, so that's one of the Mefarshim, the one of the Rishonim that they bring is the Kolbay. So over there he brings the famous Chazal that we all know. He brings that the Makis, the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, was inscribed on the Matah. The Makis were actually not only being done with the Matah. The Matah was not just something that was being used in order to bring about the Makis, but it was actually inscribed, engraved within the Matah itself were the names of the Esamachis. Okay, I mean, so clearly he's troubled by Ba'isa, Zehamata. So what is the connection? What's the connection between the Isis and the Mata, other than the fact that the Isis were being done by the Mata? So, no, the Isis and the Mata, to some degree, are synonymous or are shayich, are identified one with the other physically, not only in the sense of one brought about the other, but that question physically, it was paired up, the Mata, with the Isis, because the Isis were inscribed on the matter. Okay, I mean, that's what he seems to be saying, but nonetheless, I mean, it still doesn't really answer the questions. I mean, it's creating a little bit more of a connection between the two things, but nonetheless, the L'chari again, best of all given, it would be L'chari more pasha to say, Uba Isis, the Amakos, K'mashin Emma, that you use the Isis, Kasa, Samata tikach liyadash atasaba is the isis, and one of those isis the tachadash riachav. Okay, so you see from that pasuk that the mata was used to do the makas, because it says the tachadash riachav, and you're calling those the isis, so the isis are the makas. So the mahalach over here that I saw brought is in the Haggadah of the Bikra, which is a beautiful pshat. The Gra says mamash a beautiful pshat. Zok the Gra that the chilek between Isis and Maifsim is that Maifsim are things in the Shina Yateva. Maifis is something that puts Megiddei Ateva. The Shina Yateva, do a miracle. Something that involves a Shina Yateva. But Emes, when you think about it a little bit, I mean, it was a little bit of a chiddush to me, but Emes, the Esa Makis, we tend to think of them as being maifsim, I mean, as being miracles. When you think about them really, one after the other, there's only one or two that are really maybe together, Shini and Teva. Unless you're using the word Teva to include, you're using it very loosely. For instance, when you say that they are wild animals. Wild animals around. You want to say that they don't belong here now, or there's more of them than they usually are, or, you know, or so, okay. That's the Chayrin, wouldn't be together, if it's necessary. Or Yekinim. Yekinim, I mean, there was always bedbugs. I mean, there's lice, and it's not something Arba. He says, Kamayu Lahaya, will never be, it never was. Okay, but Arab is, you read the newspapers, I mean, every so often there is a plague of locusts. It's not for the fact that it's all being predicted in advance, and it's all happening within Shnei Masa Chaydish. I mean, so obviously you take that all into account, it's certainly Chutz Megiddei Ateva, but not statistically. It is more than you break it down one by one, Svadeya, not Chutz Megiddei Ateva. The fact that they don't usually jump into the ovens, and here they were jumping into the ovens and into your beds, and they were a little bit more chutzpahdik than they usually would be. You know, that doesn't necessarily make it into something that you would call a mitzvah. I mean, misvada. Which could be, I was thinking, why Bam is on Maivsim, what we say in the Agada, it says, Maivsim Zehadam. Bais is Zehamata, and the next thing in the Agada, it says, Maivsim Zehadam. Kemashin Emma Venasati Maivsim Vishamayim of Vahada, it's Dom Vahesh Vishim Lais Asha. You're saying that the Mak is Dam, that was Begadam Maivsim. The Nile one day was water, right? And then the next day, hit the Nile, and the water became Dam. That's a Shini Atav. In a way, that's Svadeya. You hit the ground, why should Svadeya come? It's not a mic. That's not a mic, that Svadeya exists. Right? The fact that they came when you hit the ground, or, you know, it's Slav Dafka together, mic. Dam is, in a way, more of a gather. The only other one, maybe, that you could say is very, very close to being a Maifis, is Mustama Chayshah. That you have Chayshah Chafela Shloshes Yamim, that's the Chayra Zach. Again, Chayshah is a Briya that you weren't, you say it was an eclipse. I don't know what the, I'm not saying it was, but there are such things. I mean, it gets dark during the day. The fact that it lasted for three days, it was so, you could feel it, you could be Mamashmesh. Okay, but Uncle Panim Dom is certainly on the surface. Is in a Sati Maivsim B'Shamayim Vos Dom Vo'esh V'Simr Ha'Zoshim Dom. We're isolating. Like the Goyin is saying, that's clearly a Maivsim. An Ois, on the other hand, Zok the Goyin, the Vart of an Ois is not necessarily a Shini and Teva. An Ois is something that's predicted in advance. An Ois is a prediction. If somebody says that something is going to happen, and it happens, that's an Ois. Which it doesn't have to be a Shini and Teva, but if I say that in 2 days it's going to be there's going to be a hurricane in Waterbury, which happens from time to time, that's a noise. That shows that there's a Bali Yecholus, there's a certain Koyach over here. But the issue is more, not so much the Vart is not so much the Etzem Uvda, how it's a Shini and Teva, but more the fact that it was predicted in advance and it was a Skyim it came about. That shows the Yecholus and the Koyach of the person who's predicting the ice. Is a Megalus, is Octagon, is over here, is a Gewalde, is up there. It was written on the mata, the tzachadash biachav, is memeila as hamata hazeh tikach v'yodecha shetase boyis oisis. The mata is what made it into an ice. Without the mata, it wouldn't have been an ice, because it wouldn't have been predicted necessarily mishayshus imebayshus from the time that the mata was created. The ice aspect was already inscribed, even though, I mean, Maisa Moshe Rabbeinu predicted it also without the mata, but that's where it was. It was already inscribed in the mata mishayshus. The first time it was predicted, and what made it, what created it into an ice, was the fact that it sat on the mata, the tzachadash, dom tzadei kinim avidavishrin. That's what made it into an ice. Otherwise, Dr. Goyin, it wouldn't necessarily be an ice. It might be a maifis, it might not be a maifis, depending, or it might be some lesser degree of a maifis. Dom is clearly a maifis. Something else is maybe a lesser maifis. But an ice only was created by the mere fact, by the fact that tikach v'yodecha, the mata created into an ice. Because in the mata it said, that's what gave it that level of identity. That's what created into being an ice. That's the way the guy understands the passer by his ice. Laniz Daiti, I was thinking a completely different shot here that I think that Rashi, that's Mavur, that Rashi learns here in the Haggadah. She's based on what Rashi says in Parshas Veschanan. This is in Perek Dalid. In Pasuk Lamed Dalid, it says in the Pasuk, "Oy an Yisrael leikim, lovei lekachas leigoyin dekerev goy, b'masos ba'isos b'moivsim milcham." So over here, what does it mean ba'isos b'moivsim here? This is not the Pasuk in Kisava, not the Pasuk of Ayotzeinu Hashem Yitzrayim, Yochazokah Yitzrayim, the ba'isos marigodl ba'isos b'moivsim, but it is mistamed the same, it has the same meaning across Chumash. So Rashi says, the moivsims of Rashi hain niflois, shehevi alayim makos muflois. So Rashi, moivsim are the niflois, seemingly like what the Gaon is saying, shehevi alayim makos muflois. He seems to be learning that makos is b'chal moivs. Makos is not b'chal oisos. Makos muflois, those are the eser makos. Oisos of Rashi, b'simonim, lahamin shu shlucha isha makoim, ki goin maza biyodech. So Rashi, oisos is not the eser makos. But oisos means those are signs, like what the, similar to what we just said from the guy, predictions in advance, or at least in order to establish credibility in the eyes of somebody who's a non-believer, is a matter you bring an ice. That's not a makos muflois. That's not necessarily a maifist. That's not a pella. The point is that you're doing something to establish credibility. Simonim lahamin shushlucha shalmakayim kigoy mazeh biyodah. What's the pasuk of mazeh biyodah? Mazeh biyodah is in Parsha Shmos, where it's the Klal Yisrael said, Klal Yisrael doubted that Moshe Rabbeinu was sent by the Rabbeinu Shalom. So it said there's a whole parasha here in the Torah in Perek Dalet, starting from Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Vayan Moshe vayomer v'hein lo yaminu li v'lo yishmu v'koyli ki yomer l'nir elecha Hashem. Vayomer elav Hashem mazeh biyodecha vayomer mach. So this is the pasuk that Rashi is bringing for Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to establish. He doubted the fact that the Klal Yisrael would believe that he's coming to shlichus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Hashem said that when they tell you mazeh biyodecha, you'll say mate vayomer hashlichayu arzu vayashlichayu. And then there was a series of other oises over here that it says Havei Yad for Bechegecha by Yoytzi Avina Yad Mitzeras Kasholek. That was number two, and then there was Lachachta Rimei Ma'ayor V'Shafachta Be'Yavosha, and the dam will become. These were not the makas. These were simanim lahamin shul shluch al shalakim zakiyash. The makas are makas muflois. That's b'chal moivsim. The oises is a simen lahamin shul shluch al shalakim. Kegoyin zakiyashi mazeh biyodah. The Megillah, so according to Rashi, is beautiful. Oisa is zeh hamata. It is the matter. The matter turned into an ochish. Uba oisa is zeh hamata. So Rashi kegoy mazeh biyodecha. Vayomer matter. Vayomer hashlichayu arzu. Vayihil an ochish. So the matter was becoming an ochish. is a mele of the oisai zeh hamata. It means not what was inscribed the tzachadash ve'akav or the asiyas. Ves hamata zeh tikach yodecha shetase bayis oisis doesn't mean you're going to hit the nilus and it's going to become dam. Samata tikach shetase bayis oisis, it means these oisis over here could go mazer biyodecha bayashlichei u'atze, and the ois and the mata became a nochesh and be'emes. Raya gedolah shein raya gedolah mizu. Right, is because the last, at the end of this parasha, in Parak Dalet here, I mean at the end of, at least before Shishi, in the end of this Sipur Advarim, so it says the last words before Shishi are the Esamata Hazeh Tikach Yodacha Shetasu Baisois. The pasuk Esamata Tikach, which the Balagod is bringing as a raya that Oisah Zehamata, is not stated in connection with the Esamakas before. Which is Bemis Tamakash. So everybody's learning, it's going on the Tzachadash V'achav, it's going on Esamakas. It's not stated in connection with the Esamakas Bukhal. It's not stated in connection with hitting the Nilus and the Dom will become, the Mayim will become Dom. That's not the Pasuk. Here it talks the whole time and it refers to them as Isis. It says, Im lo yaminu l'koyla Isa Rishon, v'aminu l'koyla Isa Achron, Im lo yaminu gam l'shnei Isis Eile. At the end of the Pasuk, the last thing that it says, V'divu l'cho ha'om, that Aaron will be v'ayu before any mention of Esamakas. As a matter of fact, this is the Chayyim of the Pashtus. The Pashtus is Esamata, Esaroisa, Zehamata means Zehamata, like it says, that Vayashuchayu Arts of Ailu Nochosh, and that's Esamata Azet, as a Tasa boy, with the matter you created, you're making a matter. The obvious question is, what's bothering Yankiv, is that L'chayda, what's the Lashon Rabbim of Isis, right? It says, we're saying that Vayoyim Ashlechayu Arzo, Vayashlechayu Arzo Vahila Nochash. That's one Isis. Over here it says, Samata Azat Tikach Yodecha Shechase Baisa Isis, and the other Isis that are referred to in this parasha involve Hove Yotcha B'chaykecha, he put his hand B'chayka, then it was Mitzaras Kasholek, or Im Lo Yaminu L'Shnei Isis, V'lachachim Yimei Me'ayu Arvi Shechachta Yabashat, those two things have no Shaiches, those other two Isis have no Shaiches to the Matan B'chlach. Which is Be'em Mishra, even not the way I'm learning, obviously. That's a Shvei HaKaitin, the Pesukim himself. Which is something that the Ramban asks here. Ramban Al-Akhoyda asks. If you know, the Ramban says, Esamata Azeh Tikach V'yodecha Shetase Bo'yis O'yises. The Ramban, Leniska Adayim B'mata Rak Ois Achas, Sheyil Enochash. Aval Ashetaset Ba'is Ois Is Asher. Aval Ashetaset Ba'is Ois Is Achri Ramban, Asher Oy Mareilach. He says, it means the one that we're talking about, like Rashi says, Mazeh B'yodecha, that's one of them. And the other ones are nothing that we discussed here previously. The other ones are referring to things that will happen in the future. Is that time Ashatasa Bayis Isis? So what exactly he means? Does he mean the makas that are going to happen later, which would be Ki'ilu? Then would be Miyashiv, the other way of learning the Haggadah. Everybody was learning Tzachadash Barachav is going on the makas, but yes, how could it be going on the makas? It's not in the context of makas. It's brought over here, Legabe, the Isis that he was doing B'fnei Paro before B'nai Yisrael to establish Pashadin's credibility. What does it have to do with, how could you learn that it's going on the Esamakas? Is the Teretz is, Mikoyach, the Ramban's Kasha, that whatever it's Taka in this context, but relative to this parasha, it's only Negei Wonos. In the Lashon Rabbim, the plural of Isis, is obviously coming and discussing other Isis as well, we're referring to. We're referencing over here at this point already, other Isis that will be Asid and Lias. So in that regard, so obviously, they would understand that when the Ramban is answering things that are going to happen in the future, we're now talking about the Esamakas and things that Yitaka doing with them. Of course, if you're learning like that, so it's then you're basically, we're back where we started. It sort of diminishes the whole entire var. That's the oisa zahamata, that the oisas are actually involved with the mata itself is physically becoming into a nachash, because that only applies to just the lashon yachid of oisa, of in the plurality of oisas. So now we're ready, if you assume that the Ramban means, which again, with mistami is the way those rishonim, the kovai that I mentioned, obviously are understanding, because otherwise, what is the shaykhis with this pasuk that has the makas? The Torah says we're talking oisas here. Alright, so then we're back to our issue. That's not oisas that you're doing with the matter. Those are oisas that you're doing with the matter. That's not oisas zehama. So I think that Achoponim in Shitas Rashi, which we're going now in Shitas Rashi, again, Rashi was the one who said that oisas in Parshas Devoda, in Parshas Veschana, Rashi said that oisas is kegoy mazer biyodecha. So Rashi l'shitasa, duchzuch that Rashi understood, like what the Ramban is saying, what's the Lashon Rabbim? So the Ramban says it's going on something that's asid liyas. So the Ramban understood that Rashi learns, it's not referring to the Makas. There's another parasha, Parshas Ve'eda. It says, Vayoyim Hashem al-Moshe v'al-Aaron leima. This is in Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes. Ki yidab ha'alechem paray leima tenu lochem moifes. It says over there, when Paro is going to say to you, give us a Moifes. So now Moshe has to establish this before Esa Makas. This is, he has to establish his credibility before that he's a Shliach Hashem to Paro. The parasha we were talking about, Parasha Shmois, was he was doing it for Klal Yisrael. Now we're talking before Esa Makas, he's going before Paro. The Amarta El Aaron, Kachas Matzah V'Hashlech L'Fnei Paro Ye'il Asanim. So again, he's taking a matter and he's throwing it down, and it's becoming a nochosh, it's becoming a talent. So l'chayda, we could say that according to Rashi, this hamata azeh tikach v'yodecha shetase bayis ha'oisos. Lashon Rabbim is the ois and parasha shemois where kegoy mazeh v'yodecha, that it became v'yashlechayu arzeh v'yihim l'nochosh, is number one. And number two, something that didn't yet happen, but l'chayda is also an ois, that it says in Parashat Ve'eda, in Perek Zayin and Pasuk Tes, V'yamarta alare kachas matcha v'hashal ufnei farei le'ilasan. What's the problem with learning like this? The problem is that in Pasuk Tes here, the Pasuk that we're talking about, it says tenu lachem oifes. It doesn't say tenu lachem oifes. Over here it says, the Rabbani Shalom says, ki yidaber aleichem parei le'ima tenu lachem oifes, V'yamarta alare kachas matcha v'hashal ufnei farei le'ilasan. It doesn't call it an ice of it. Now why L'chayr the same ice that is being referred to as an ice? Rashi says, and again in Parshas Veschana, that we're calling an ice, which the pasuk over there says, there we're calling it an ice. When he's doing it for Klal Yisrael, it's being called an ice. When you're doing it for Paro, it's being called a maifes. We'll have to explain that. We will explain that in Mitzvah. About Kolponim, it's Klal the pasuk that is being referred to as a maifes, not as an ice. So if you look here in Rashi, in Perek Zayin, again in Pasuk Tes, Rashi says Moifes, Zok Rashi, Ois, Lohidiyah Sheyesh Tzorech V'mi Sheshaleich Eschem. So what's Zok Rashi? The Pasuk says Moifes and Rashi saying Ois. Why is Rashi saying Ois? They are Ois and they are Moifes. Rashi is the one who says in Parshas Veschan, and the Pasuk over there separates the two things. All over it's separated. They are Ois and they are Moifes. And Rashi says Moifesim are things that are Mufle in Teva, Dvarim Ployim, Shina Yateva, and Isis, he says, is La'idiya Shushlucha Shalmakon. So it's a different thing. So Zaptirashi, so Rashi is bothered, Luchar, by the question we just asked. Rashi said, what are you calling it a Maifis over here? Tanulach, a Maifis, this is not a Maifis. It's a Shina and Teva, but ultimately, the purpose of this Shina, being Mishana the Teva, is not stamped to bring a Makis, like Rashi says, Makis Muflon. Here the point is like the Eshu Shlucha Shal Mokon. That we already called an ice. We called that in Parashas, in Veschan and Rashi, that's an ice. And in Parashas Shemais, the Pasuk is calling that an ice. So why is it being called a Maifis over here? In Zok Rashi, Mikoyach Dem, Zok Rashi, it's taken out of Maifis. Where it says Maifis over here, it's an ice like the Eshu Shlucha Shal Mokon. It's a Maifis, so it's Kim and Chaymet, so that is beautiful. Notwithstanding the fact that the Emes, the Pasuk calls this a Maifis over here, Abba Rashi goes out of his way to explain, and again we'll explain what he means, to explain that here when the Torah says Maifis, it's Lav Dafka Maifis, it's really, it's the Oisla idea Shul Shluch HaShul Mokai, it's identical, or it's similar in nature to the Ois of Maze B'Yodecha. And like the Ramban says, the Oisos, Ashatika, Ashatasa, but the Oisos, one already happened, and one is Asid Leos. He doesn't necessarily mean the Asid Leos of the Makis, the Tzachadash B'Achav. Because those are, could very well be considered Maifsim, Rashi says. Those are Makis, those are Maifsim. The Oisos are like the Ashu Shluch HaShalmachim, that's the Taich of an Ois, to predict something in advance. By way of establishing, to predict something that's going to happen, whether it's a Shini Ateva or not, but the purpose ultimately is, the prediction is, in order for somebody to establish the fact of Shluch HaShal Mokoyim, that's called an Ois. And so when it was done Bifnei Dinei Yisrael, in Shemois, and it was done V'Eira Bifnei Paroi, those are both either the Pasuk calls it an Ois, or Rashi's going out of his way to Fataych it as being an Ois, and that's the Samatha Tikach Yodecha Shetasa Bais Ois. Of the Bemis, why is it Hagul Fakasha? The Pasuk calls it a Maifis. And Rashi says, Ois Laidia Shitzoyach, as if there's no Stira here even. As if Rashi just, like there's no Stira. It's a Maifis, which is an Ois. It's a Shini Ateva, we understand that. It isn't necessarily a Stira. It could be a Shini Ateva. But it's a nice in the sense, the idea of Shluch HaShal Mokom. Okay, but here you're calling it a Maifis, and in the Pasha by Bnei Yisrael you're calling it a nice. It's still not Miyoshim. Why call it over there a nice? I mean, Lukhaila is a Risha, Lukhaila is a Acharon, Tiasha Tassib by Isis, and we're saying that Isis refers to this Isis over here, and here the Pasuk Gufa is going out of its way to call it a Maifis. In what way is the demonstration that was being made before Bnei Yisrael, with the matter turning into a nachash, that we're considering, we're calling an ois, and the demonstration that's being made over here, the same paroi, we're calling that a maifis. Which then Rashi has to say, oh, I know, it's an ois lo idea she'etzor v'mishu shalechas. I think that the pshat over here, from Medayik and Rashi's, in these two Rashi's, Rashi and Va'eda, and the Rashi, in Pashas Vestanam, there's a big chiluk in the two Rashi's. Rashi, when he's teaching Oisis, the first Rashi we mentioned, the Pashas Vestanam, over there it says, B'simonim, Lahamin Shehu Shluchai Shamach, Kegoin Mazev Yodah. So the Rashi, it's a simon. In order to create an emuna, in order to provide credibility, that Shehu Shluch HaShal Mokom. That's what the Ois is in terms of, what was that? That was where he went to Klal Yisrael. Now, did Klal Yisrael have any sveikus about the Koyach of the Rabbeinu Shlom of the Meshaleach? No, there was no sveikus in there. Klal Yisrael did not in any way suggest or in any way doubt that the Rabbeinu Shlomo was the Bala Yechayel of the Bal Koyach. He was the Adoin Koyel, and it's within the Koyach of the Rabbeinu Shlomo to be Mishanu the Teva at will. That wasn't the issue. The issue of Parsha Shmois, the Fadish over there, the way the Parsha starts off is, the Parsha is Vayan Moshe Vayan Vehein Lo Yaminu Li Vla Yishmu V'Koyli Ki Yomru La Nidai La Parsha. Will say, he didn't send you. Well, he has all the power in the world. You're a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So Memela, the ice was necessary to establish the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was coming the shlichus of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Not to establish the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shlomo in order to be Mishana the Teva. The Shini Ateva was necessary. You needed to do a Shini Ateva because then he would be perceived as deriving his koyach that he's a shliach. Where does a human being get the teva to be mishanda the teva? The koyach to be mishanda the teva. The Torah says he's a shliach when the mishaleach, when the Rabbeinu Shalom, who is mishanda the teva. And Memela, it's proven by the fact that he's able to extend those koyaches that the Rabbeinu Shalom has and to use them at will. That is the simon that Klal Yisrael was requesting. And again, those of Rashi, the Oisesh, the Simonim Lahamin, Shushluch HaShal Mokom, Kegoyin Mazev Yodah. On the other hand, the Rashi in Parshas Ve'eda, we were talking about when he's going to Paray, it says, Kiyadaba lechem Paray lema tnu lochem moifes. Zokrashi. Ois, lohidia sheesh soirech bemisha shaleach esha. Paray didn't dispute, had no doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu represented the Ribbono Shel Olam. He had no reason to doubt that. Until he believed that there was even some yecheles, that there was soirech vimi, shemishaleach esha, there was no reason to doubt that you were sent by. Who's the one who sent him? Guys, the Gedilla. I mean, you're saying you're sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have no reason to doubt you were sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Until I know who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, so it's not kunst to be sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam. People are sent by other things every day. But Paray doubted Paray's problem over here at Sveikis regarding the Koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Paray Zotrashi Ois Lo Idia Sheyesh Soirich B'Misha Shaleach Esra. Not Ois Lahamin, like he says in Parsha V'Eschanan. Not Ois Lahamin Shehu Shluchai Shalmokai. Not an ois on that you're the shliach. An ois that the mishaleach, we have to provide, we have to establish credibility that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a bal koyach. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who Paray was willing to concede was a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he had no problem with. So we could establish the koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam through his shliach, as long as we're willing to admit that he's a shliach. And until Paray was brought face to face with the kayachas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he had no reason to dispute that. He was willing to concede. He said, "Yogi, you're shliach of the Hashem. Fine, that's very nice. Who's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Lo yadati es Hashem. Like it says in the pasuk, 'Udam es Yisrael lo yashalaya. Tenu lachem maifes. Zatrashu leidia sheyetzorich mishu shalayaches.'" So the Mela, that's why the Pasuk calls this a Maifus. They're both Isis. But this one is called an Ice and this is called a Maifus. Because the ice is serving, is functioning differently in these two cases. In the case of Lagabi Klal Yisrael, the fact that there's a Bal Yecholus that could do Maifusim, the Shinei Ateva per se, was not the Chiddush. The Chiddush was that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one here that was being the Shana the Teva. That was the chiddush, that he's a shluch of Shal Mokoy, thus a given the chiddush. He's a medal, so Rashi says in Veschana, b'simonim lahamin shu shluch of Shal Mokoy, that we're calling a noise, because the maifis over here is almost beside the point. The maifis, the fact, we're not trying to show that there's a Baal Yechailus over here. The fact that there's such Yechailus, that the Rabbi Shalom has the Yechailus, that Klal Yisrael believes in, v'yameinom, that is an emunah. But the shayla is, Mehecha Teisa, you represent the Rabbi Shalom. So he says, if I'm able to do that which the Ribbono Shel Olam, you admit, you concede, has the koyches to do, is a melo kum tochais, that the echos, that answers your question, now you know that I'm a shluchai shel mokon. So the whole thing is a simin shehu shluchai shel mokon. Mashen came over here, Paray is asking for a demonstration of a supernatural koyach. He's asking for a miracle in the sense he wants to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a bal yecholus to be mishanet in teva, l'idea sheyetzoydech, dozach drashi. Maifis, Rashi's not stam telling you, oh, the Torah says Maifis, I'm telling you it's an ice, because I have a problem with other psukim. Rashi's telling you, the Torah calls it a Maifis. It's an ice, but it's the type of an ice that's not an ice that's a shimish shluchas ramachim. It's an ice l'idea shu tzorich b'misha shaleach esach. Meaning it's an ice that's establishing that the Ribbono Shel Olam could be mishana the teva. That's called a maifis. That could be called a maifis in the Torah. Because here the ik and the kuda is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is yitzorich b'misha shaleach mishaleach esachem. That means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal Yecholus. That we can call a maifis, although it's an ice, because b'fakar, we want to differentiate it from the ice and Parashat Shmos. The ice is Amata, as a Tikach B'yodach, as a Tasa, by the ice is Avada, they're both ices. Because ultimately, they're both there not stamped to bring a market. They're both there in some fashion to give credibility to a certain Maisa that's being done. Through a Maisa that's being done to provide a certain amount of authority and credibility. Unlike Stam Makis that are being brought, the Dam Tzvadei, Kinam Arev, there's not Shalif and credibility. That's Stam. Derech Hashini Ateva, the Ribbono Shel Olam is being Oinshim Amitzrayim. Here, Samat Tiyah Shatasa, by Isa, they're both being done in a sense, for one purpose. They're being brought as simonim, in one case, lahamin shushlucha shamakaim, which that one, in that context, we understand that the Rabban Shalom is a Baal Yechaylis. We just want to see it flowing through Moshe Rabbeinu. Alright, so that's called an ice. The title will call this one a Maifis, because over here, we need to establish that this Bechlau, the Shaykh, is a Yechaylis to be Mishana the Tepe. Bemis, the word that I'm saying is mevuah in the sefonu over here, in the psukim the envaera. It's came out mefunish in the sefonu with the way I'm understanding Rashi is a little bit differently, but the yisoid adava is mevuah here in the sefonu. Tnu lachem maifis, zok the sefonu, ha maifis hu lahayreis al goydel hamishalayach. Zok the sefonu. It says here maifis, why? It says Maifis because it's being Maira on the Gaidel HaMishalayach V'sharayi L'shmaya B'kailah Omnam Ha'aisu Eidus L'shliach. It's up there. A Maifis is an ice, so to speak, on the... We're not calling it an ice, we're calling it a Maifis. According to Sefonu, we call it a Maifis because it's Gaidel HaMishalayach. An ice, on the other hand, is called an ice because it's an Eidus L'shliach. L'fikach Asa Isis La'enei Am Yisrael. Dr. Sifunu, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did Isis La'enei Am Yisrael was not for Goydel HaMishalayach. It was Eidus L'Shliach. Shloi Hoya Sofek Etzlam HaGoydel HaMishalayach V'Yachalta. He said, Kleisel didn't have Sveikus about. Vayam Yina'am, Kleisel didn't have Sveikus in the Rabban Shalom. Aval Hoya Ala Shliach Imu Shliach Emes. That is being called an Isis. Aval Paroi, here, the Torah is calling it Tnu Lachem Maifesh Hoi Mesupik Al Mishalayach Hoi Makhishat. Here that the Sveikis, Pari had Sveikis in the Mishalayach, in the Or Makhishai, more than Sveikis. Ka'amar lo yadati es Hashem, Sha'al Maifis la'ames goydel ha-Mishalayach. Here he requested an ice in order to be ma'ames the goydel of the Mishalayach. Ba'ifin she'yoyde sh'roi l'shmai v'kailai. And if you establish the power of the Rabbanu Shalom, the Kayach of the Rabbanu Shalom, then he's willing to concede that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach. He has no problem with that. He has a problem with the koyach, with the Rishon being the Baal Yecholus. Ve'enoy nimne zokt in Sefonu she'yedove echot ba'atzmai ois u'mayfes b'yachas la'anoshe mischalfen. The Kai Gavner that he says it could be the same thing, which is in fact the case over here. It's the same matter that's becoming into a nochash or a tanim, which you're calling it in Parsha Shmois, we're calling it ois, according to Rei Sefonu, is learning there it's an ois, because over there, relative to why it was being requested, relative to Klal Yisrael, what they were deriving from the Mappet becoming a Nachash, was that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shliach of the Rabban Shalom. It was an ice on the Shlichas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like Rashi says in Pashas Veschanan, Kigoy Mazeh Biodecha, it's a Simen Shul Shlucha Shal Machem. Mashenkin in Pashas Ve'edah, Zokta Sifonu, the same Maizeh could be termed, could be defined as a Maifis because it's being brought in order to be Ma'amis in the Koyach of the Mishalech, the Goydel HaMishalech. So whereas, again, so in this way, there's a chiluk between the way the Sefonu understands and Rashi, we're utilizing the Yesod that the Sefonu is saying in order to understand what Rashi, Pshat and Rashi as well. It says in the Sefonu, Ois is Ois, Maifis is Maifis. And when the Torah says in Pasha Shmois by Kali Sol Ois, so it's Dafka, where it's only coming to be Ma'amis in the Shliach. This is only called a Maifis. He doesn't say in any way, shape, or form could this be considered a Nois. The Sefonu holds by Parai. Parai is not a Nois. Parai is a Maifis because it's on the Goydel HaMishalayah. So, Fashteitzah, according to that, we don't have the luxury of saying the Samata Azatika Shatata by Isois. Lashon Rabbim is going to be going on not only in Pasha Shemois, but it's going on by Parai because according to Sefonu, that's not called a Nois. What is it then referring to? So we'll say, like the Ramban says, it's probably going on the Esamakas that are going to happen subsequently. The Tzach Adash B'Achav is what, it might include also Ma'azeh B'Yodecha, but it will also include things that are happening down the road, which it could be, we're going to say, are called Isis, because, which are considered to be Isis, we'll have to say, according to Sefonu, because they have some aspect of proving Moshe Rabbeinu's Shlichas from the Rabban Shalom at that point. Originally, we'll say that Paroi wanted to know the Koyach that was Biyad Hashem. Once that was established, he said, Lo Yadati Es Hashem. He says, okay, now it's Yadati Es Hashem. Now he was at the point that Klal Yisrael started out. So in that, and Bemis the Torah calls it, he has to learn like that, because the Torah calls them Moses. The Torah says, Boyal Pada, ki ani ichbadati yeslibo yeslev avodav, mashisi yosoysai eile bekirba. It calls the Makkah's Isis. It's referring there clearly to the Makkah's. Ulaman tzapet bi ozne vintho, ben vintho, es asher salalti bi mitzrayim, es asoysai esher samtivam, vidatem ki ani Hashem. So clearly we're referring to the Makkah's also as Isis. So the Sephora will learn that the Isis are referring to Mazer B'Yodecha and possibly to the Makkah's, to the some of the Esa Makkah's later on. Mashenken and Rashi, I think that Rashi, L'taymei, that Rashi is saying, Ba'isis, Kegoy Mazer B'Yodecha. And then Rashi says over here, Amoifis, Zok Rashi, it's a Ois Lo'idea. The Etzim holds like what is in the distinction the Sephora is making as well. That there's what we call, typically what we call an ice, but there's a larger, according to Rashi, there's a larger category of ices, b'chlau, that are proofs, simonim, that either la'amin shu shlucha shal makayim, or la'amin shu yitzarech b'mi shem shalayach esam. Either one of them could be considered an ice. They're somewhat different from each other. But as contrasted with ma'isim, Zok Rashi, those are makos muflois. Makos muflois are the esam makos. According to Rashi, esam matika shetaseh ba'isim can't be the esam makos, because that's you calling ma'isim. Why the Haggadah calls it zeh adam? The Torah says you'll have to say that the dam represents the esam makos. It just so happens that the raya is only from the dam. Esam ma'isim, zeh adam, k'moshenem, v'nasati ma'isim, v'shamayim, dam v'esh, simra'esh, ashram. But Rashi learns in the Chumash that ma'isim are the esam makos, makos muflois. Well, maybe the makos that are muflois, which dam represents, like we said, because that's a real shini in the teva. Of al kaponim, oisus according to Rashi is any type of a simon that somebody is bringing in order to establish a type of credibility, which would include not only laham and shushlucha shal makom, but in a lesser sense can include also, although the Torah to some degree hesitates to use the lashon ois on that. In order to contrast it, on the one hand, with the ois, which is laham and shushlucha shal makom, the Torah will call it tnu lachem maifes, but Rashi will then tell me maifes ois la'idia sheyatzarach mishashalech. His emela is klar in Rashi that in some way they're both considered, and the Torah in other places could refer to both of them as oises if it's laham and la'idia sheyatzarach mishashalech. For instance, the pasuk of al matazet tikan shetaseh bois oises means the ois of the nochash, of the mata becoming a nochash. B'nei Yisrael, laham and shushlucha shal makoim, and the ois over here, laham and shalaydiya shirtzach mishalayas.